Blog Talk Radio.
Wilkins, and we are waiting for Kimmy Avery, who is our first guest, to call in and share some of her tips with us. And we sent a message out to her that she might be caught in traffic or stuck in a meeting or whatever. So we're going to go to some of our sponsors, and we will be right back.
If you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you, visit eloesh.com, that's eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success mentoring kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
stories, whether they're penny dreadfuls or literary masterpieces, folks can't get enough of them. Maybe you want to create thrilling tales of your own, but you're fresh out of ideas. Introducing Storyforge cards. These 88 cards packed with story elements, character archetypes, plot twists, and reversals of fortune will have you belting out your own thrilling adventures in a jiffy. Just choose one of the many included layouts, shuffle the deck, and hop aboard a rocket ship to Planet Imagination. So don't delay, folks. Hop onto your computer boxes and visit StoryForgeCards.com and get your very own deck today. That's StoryForgeCards.com.
Ladies, considering body contouring? Then check out my book, Secrets to a Beautiful You by Sexy Angel. It is about empowering, encouraging, and educating women on the importance of pre- and post-op recovery care when seeking body contouring. My book is the very first all-inclusive A to Z study guide, which features a nutritional guide before and after your enhancement, recommended vendors for lymphatic massage therapy, how to properly waist train, vitamins, and garment guide. Please visit my website at secretstoabeautifulyou.com to order my book on ebook, Amazon, or authorhouse.com. Thank you.
Okay, and we are back. We're still waiting for Kimmy Avery to call in. But in the meantime, we do have a stand-in, Katarina Rando, who in my opinion is one of the best female empowerment speakers here in the Bay Area, who is going to share her best tips for building your fempire, and that's F-E-M-P-I-R-E, fempire. And Katarina has spoken at many of my conferences, and we work together a lot. We don't see each other a lot except for when she's coming to our conferences, so I'm really happy that she's able to call in and fill in. Katarina, are you there? Welcome to the show.
So happy to be with you, Tony.
And thank you. And you're on our first Women of Influence broadcast, and so I'm really happy that you're able to fill in for Kimmy Avery. Hopefully she is just stuck in traffic and she'll be able to call in a little later on. But the way that it works is that we give the speakers typically 30 minutes to sort of teach what they know, and then we can do a 15-20 minute Q&A. I do know that you have to go to a meeting in about 20 minutes, so we will just leave it to you to sort of teach what you know for the next 20 minutes, and, you know, obviously we want you to come back on the show and do a longer segment. Does that sound all right?
Well, thank you. That sounds awesome.
All right.
And
so I'm going to turn it over to you, Katarina Rando. Take it away. I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to let you take
it
away.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you then, everybody that's listening and listens to this podcast later, I'm going to give you 20 minutes of massive value and some guiding principles to build your fempire. And what is a fempire? A fempire is an organization, a woman-owned business organization that serves the community or the industry with pride, confidence, leadership, and, of course, profitability. And what I want to do is to support you in being yourself, doing your thing, serving your people, and massively monetizing your mastery. One guiding principle I want to invite you to embrace immediately is that revenue is good for your business. Now, I know that's obvious, duh, but guess what? I meet so many women that enter their own business because they want to help people, and they put the helping over the revenue. And it's really important that we recognize that we have to do both. We not only want to serve and provide massive value to the population or community we want to serve, we also have to keep our coffers full so that we can continue to serve. And not only so we can continue to serve, but so that we can also contribute to the philanthropic or community-based causes that we care about. One of the things, and I'll just start here, like the purpose of business is to make a difference and do good, or I know it's profit, but it's also to do good, make a contribution. That's what women want with their businesses. We started a giving circle. We have our Thriving Women in Business Giving Circle that we started about 8 years ago, where we raise money for women and girls, education and entrepreneurship. And the only way I can do that, and the only way the other women entrepreneurs that are involved can do that, is because our businesses are thriving. So let's go through some of these key guiding principles. First one, do what is the highest and best use of your time. Now, if you are a graphic designer, then you can make a flyer. If you are a life coach, what are you doing making a flyer? If you are a financial consultant, what are you doing updating your website? Only the webmaster gets to do that, or one of your team members that has expertise in that area. Stay in your lane. Do what people pay you to do. If people are paying you for image consulting, do the image consulting. Don't be doing the bookkeeping. That's what the bookkeeper gets to do, not you. Very, very important that you do what's the highest and best use of your time. And you know what? That's going to make you way more successful and way more profitable, because the highest and best use of your time is serving your clients, getting new clients, and taking some time for the leadership and the strategy, the thinking and planning that is necessary for your business. If you have your own business, be the CEO. Do not be the admin assistant. Now, here's where the ladies often say to me, well, Katarina, hey, I need more revenue to be able to hire my admin, to hire my graphic designer, etc. My question is always, how many sales calls are you having? How many sales conversations are you having? Because guess what, my friends? Sales come from sales conversations. Now, even when you're using one-to-many marketing, as I often do, you still need to have a sales conversation. If you're thinking to yourself, Katarina, what's one-to-many marketing? I'm going to explain right now. When you give someone a complimentary consultation, that's one-to-one marketing. When you use an event and you invite 30 people to come, that's one-to-many marketing. When you give a speech, as I did last night, and you talk to a business group, that's you, the guest speaker, talking to 30 people at once. That's one-to-many marketing. And so look at not only how you're doing your marketing, which hopefully is one-to-many. Of course, email marketing is one-to-many. Social media marketing is one-to-many. The more one-to-many marketing you're doing versus one-on-one, the more leads you're going to have. But guess what? Leads don't equal revenue, as you know. So what that means is, in many cases, you have to have a sales conversation. Now, you might get some Insta sales from your internet marketing, but I would imagine that most of you are not in the internet marketing business. You might get leads from the internet, but you're not necessarily getting Insta sales from the internet exclusively. You might get some. We always get sign-ups for our events through the internet, through social media, and that kind of thing. That's not the bulk of where sales are coming from. The big sales are coming from sales conversations. Are you having sales conversations? And I'm going to tell you right now, if you have been in business less than 5 years, if you are not having your sales where you want them, well, I can guarantee that you're not spending enough time on sales. And how much time? 70%, 50%, nothing below 50%. for you as the CEO, unless you have a sales team. If you have a sales team, then that might be different. But if you don't have a sales team and you're the one who's responsible for selling, if you're not spending at least 50% and maybe as much as 75% on sales and with some marketing activity in there as well, you're probably not growing your business as fast as you would like. The other thing is, of course, that you have to get masterful at selling, not just make a sales call, but know how to make a sales call and know how to cultivate influence so that that sales call will be effective. Now, when I teach a program called Thrive at Sales, and when I do, I say to the ladies, look, I want you to make your calls not just because I want you to get some sales, but I want you to make your calls so you get masterful at selling. Because as we know, and let me just say if you don't know, that Malcolm Gladwell wrote a great book called Outliers, and he looked at all the research and he found that, you know, we need 10,000 hours of doing something to be really masterful at it. Now, that sounds like a lot of hours, I know, but guess what? Every hour of selling makes you that much more masterful. Every hour brings you closer to mastery. So it's really important that you have time for selling so you get masterful at selling. And as somebody who's been not only selling but speaking for over 25 years, I can tell you, when I last night I went to give a speech, and the topic that I came prepared to talk about was a totally different topic than they had listed on the flyer. Now, I did check right before I left my house, and I saw exactly what they wanted me to talk about. And you know what? I decided, hey, I'll talk about what they want me to talk about. I don't have to talk about what I prepared. Well, I gave a great talk and was confident that I would give a great talk, even though it wasn't my usual topic. Because you know what? When you've been doing something for this long, 25 years, you get masterful at it, and you can dance in the moment. And that's what I want for you, not just with your thing, whatever your area of expertise is, but with selling. So you have to become masterful at selling by doing a lot of it. Or, of course, taking an awesome course like Thrive at Sales or another sales class that will definitely support you in becoming masterful faster. So, guiding principle, take time for sales conversations every week and look at how much time you're spending on it. Is it at least 50%, if not even more? Okay, take a deep breath with me. So we've talked about doing what's the highest and best use of your time. We've talked about becoming masterful at selling. Next thing I want to talk to you about is the four qualities that every awesome speaker, every awesome woman entrepreneur, every awesome woman leader has that I want to invite you to embrace. The first one is positivity. You have to really put attention on having a positive disposition in your business. Because you know what? Business is dynamic. What I mean by that is that one day it's up, another day it's down. One year it's up, another year it's down. It is dynamic. Now, of course, we want it to go up, 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 but it doesn't always do that. So it's important for you to manage your mindset in business so that you are consciously choosing to have a positive disposition, because nobody likes to do business with complainers. Nobody likes to do business with depresso people. Nobody wants to do business with somebody that's upset or gets upset easily. These are things that do not serve you in your business. Your team doesn't want to deal with people like that. Of course, your customers and your potential customers don't either. So positivity, I want to invite you to embrace that quality. Next one, certainty. We want to do business with confident people. Certainty is the knowledge that you have massive value to bring. Certainty is you knowing that you have the right solutions and the right answers for what your ideal clients are looking for. And your ability to convey that certainty will even more help you attract clients with ease. Take a look at how you present yourself. Do you look like a confident, certain person? Do you speak with certainty, which means you have projection? You look people in the eye. You have no speech fillers. No kind of comments are coming out of your mouth because you have certainty. Do you stand tall? Do you have great posture? This is all part of certainty. Positivity, certainty. The next one, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the energy behind the certainty and behind the positivity that lights you up even more, that is contagious. Enthusiasm is contagious. When you're enthusiastic, your potential clients are going to be enthusiastic about working with you, and your fempire is going to grow. And the last one, probably my favorite, authenticity. Be yourself. You know, last night I told you I had a speech last night. There were several ladies there that have started businesses after leaving a corporate environment. And I tell them sometimes they got to unlearn what they learned in corporate or what they learned in academia. Because when you work for a big institution, you begin to take on personally the culture of that institution. And your zaniness, your fun, your whimsy, maybe if you're a huggy person, those things kind of go away because it may not be or may have not been well received in the previous organization you're in. But when you get in your own business, my friend, it's awesome because you get so clear about who you are and how you like to do things. Last night I gave a speech. I've got henna on my hands. I got glitter on my fingernails. I got one of my clients put some fancy feather hair extension in my hair. I don't know how to get it out, so I gave my speech with it. That's fine. It's all good. Be yourself. Wear your bling, whatever it is. Be yourself. Do your thing. Be and celebrate that, because you know what? When we're ourselves, our authentic selves, in our physical presentation, in our communication, in our writing, in our materials, when we are ourselves, we attract the people that resonate with who we authentically are, not with somebody we're trying to be. And one of my VIP clients and my super good friend, Ariel, she figured out that positivity, certainty, enthusiasm, authenticity can be represented with the acronym CAPE, C-A-P-E, CAPE, certainty, authenticity, positivity, and enthusiasm. So if you're trying to remember these four things, you can remember the term CAPE, which reminds you and me that you have superpowers, like Super Shiro. You have superpowers, and you just have to put on your CAPE before you get busy for the day, which is your certainty, your authenticity, your positivity, and your enthusiasm. So that's another guiding principle that I want to invite you to embrace every day as you build your fempire, which is to put on your CAPE. That sounds good, right? Okay, let's take another deep breath. Next thing I want to talk to you about is building influence. Now, this is essential. This is an essential guiding principle. Build influence before you ask for a sale, and really before you make most requests that you would make in business. Influence is the ability to sway or alter someone's thinking or decision or perspective based on who you are, how you present yourself, and what you're showing or showcasing or doing. I want to invite you to have building influence as one of your top priorities in business. And this is, guess what, both online and offline. And in business, Well, actually, before I dive into that, let me talk to you a little bit about the influence equation. The influence equation has three components or three ingredients: visibility plus value plus consistency equals influence. Say that again. Visibility plus value plus consistency equals influence. Now, what's super cool is that the idea of influence and visibility is married to something in psychology called the law of familiarity. You like that? The law of familiarity. And the law of familiarity is that the more times you see someone or you see a brand like Tide, right, or Coke or Colgate, the more you know, like, and trust that person or that brand. And this is why we see the same commercials 1,000 times on TV. It's not that they're thinking they're going to get Insta sales. They're building brand awareness, which by building brand awareness, we begin to trust that brand more and more. Well, you know that you're a brand in your business. And so the more people not only see you physically, live and in person, or they see your post online, or they see your email in their email box, or they see your direct mail piece, or they hear your name in a conversation, the more influence you're building. The more they hear your Facebook Live or see your Facebook Live, the more influence you're building. So recognize that the law of familiarity is working for you the more you put yourself out there. Visibility. The second part is value. Value is all of your expertise, but it's also all those wonderful things that your mama or your grandmama or your Sunday school teacher or your favorite teacher or, in my case, my Girl Scout troop leader taught you about kindness and graciousness and generosity and being a good listener and inclusion. All of these things really make a difference in communicating value. And you know, nobody wants to do business with you until they feel like you genuinely care about them. So are you having caring as part of how you're building your fempire? Because caring will absolutely get you clients if you do a good job of conveying that. So visibility plus value plus, of course, consistency, right? When a client says to me, Katarina, I just gave a speech, I say, awesome, when was your last one and when is your next one? Because consistency over time creates results. And whatever you're doing, if it's working, keep doing it and upgrade it and keep doing it. And really, you can't say something didn't work if you just did it once. You have to do it over and over. I encourage my clients to test things at least 3 times if they want to see if it genuinely is working for them. Okay, so we talked about visibility, value, consistency. The guiding principle is build massive influence in your business. Now, let me mention to you, my friends, I do an awesome event, 2-day summit called Expand Your Fempire. We have one coming up very soon. You can look at my website, expandyourfempire.com, and come and join us for this 2-day awesome event where we'll go over many more guiding principles on building your fempire than we've had time to touch on today. And when you come, I promise you, you will get so much massive value. You will get a boost to build your business and your fempire, and you're going to have a great time, and you're going to meet a lot of great women. So join me at the Expand Your Fempire Summit. Expand Your Fempire Summit. And by the way, I'm Katarina Rando, and that's CATERINARANDO. I've already got 5,000 friends on Facebook, but you can send me a message, or you can join me in our Thriving Women in Business group on Facebook. Would love to have you there. And I hope to see you at any of Tony Wilkins' events because I will most likely be there because I love working with Tony. Remember, you have massive value to bring. There's a lifetime supply of people waiting to be served by you. So go out there, be positive, certain, enthusiastic, authentic, build your fempire, and watch your business soar. Tony, thanks so much for having me with you today at this time.
Katarina, always wonderful, wonderful tips. Thank you so much for filling in. I really appreciate it. And listen, send me a message, and I wanna have you come on the air as my guest to give more tips if you're open to it. So we just need to get you on the air.
Of course, anytime. I'm always an Insta yes for you because you have massive influence with me. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you so much. And we will be right back. Kimmy Avery is our next guest.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. I work with technical leaders and teams in STEM professions to increase their productivity, collaboration, and innovation, and decrease dysfunction, miscommunication, and bad fit when it comes to hiring. Basically, if there's a people problem, I can help you solve it. Whether you're a startup or an established business, Downs Leadership can provide you with one-on-one leader coaching, executive coaching, and team building and development. Do any of these scenarios sound familiar? Your business is growing so fast you don't have time to get to know your people. You spend so much time dealing with conflict that you feel like a parent refereeing the kids. You have managers who haven't had good support in knowing how to manage effectively. Your team doesn't know each other well and how to best work together. You keep hiring the wrong people and need some help figuring it out. If you said yes to any of these situations, give me a call at 425-216-3015 or visit DownsLeadership.com today to learn more and schedule a free leadership strategy session with me. That's Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. Data-driven, STEM-focused, results realized.
Discover the three top reasons why your money flow may be blocked. You've lost your creativity because you have way too much stress in your life. You are out of alignment with your soul purpose, or your inspiration has run dry. If you are experiencing any of these, then you will love the free gift from Lucy McMonagle that will make you a money magnet. Get instant access at wealthpouch.com. This is the one tool that will open the floodgates of your wealth today. So go to wealthpouch.com now and get instant access. I will see you at wealthpouch.com.
Okay, and we are back on Women of Influence Radio, and my next guest is Kimmy Avery. She was caught in traffic, I believe, so I'm so happy she was able to call in. Special thanks to Katarina Rando for filling in the meantime. I really, really appreciate it. Let's see, and for those of you who are not familiar with Women of Influence, essentially what we do on this show is we feature women who are changing the world with their thoughts, their ideas, their passion. And today's Women of Influence is relationship expert Kimmy Avery, who's going to share some of her best tips on relationships She's going to talk for about 30 minutes. We're going to turn the mic over to her, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do a Q&A with her for about 15 minutes. And so, Kimmy, are you there? Welcome to the show.
I am here, and I'm thrilled to be here, as always, with you, Tony. I just love and adore you, and I love your mission in the world, and I love that you're helping women, and in particular, but men and women, get their messages out to the world and helping the right people meet up with each other. I just love you for that. I just want you to know that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and I'm happy that you were able to call in. I know you're having some scheduling issues, so thank you so much for taking time. I know how busy you are, but thank you for taking time and calling in and sharing your time with us. At this point, I'm gonna turn over the mic to you. You have 30 minutes. Teach what you know,
okay.
And then about 5 minutes afterwards, we'll come back. We'll do a couple of commercials, and then we'll do a Q&A. Okay?
That sounds fabulous. So,
all right, Kimmy Avery,
take it away. Thanks. I'm a relationship navigation specialist, and I call myself that because what I find in my client experience and my own experience is that men and women are so different that we'd be better off if we actually spoke different languages. And really, the problem today is that 90% of relationship problems from communication misunderstandings. And it really doesn't have to be that way. I have been studying love and relationships my whole life, and I'm all about love. I'm all about uplifting our experience on the planet with helping men and women to communicate more effectively. So the first thing I want to do is talk to you about what I see as a foundational piece. I know a lot of people who are studying spirituality or they're very religious, and they've got a connection to something more, the divine, you could call it. You could call it God or goddess or universal intelligence. And if you imagine a globe in front of you, sort of up toward the sky, that is where what I call spirit lives, up here. It's easy. It's wonderful. There's a flow. And it's this experience of being connected with all. Now, what I know is that you can be the most conscious spiritual person and get tripped up in your relationships. I've seen great relationships or great people fail at relationships. So imagine a globe that's lower than that. I call that your instinct. And your instinct is your default experience. It's where the masculine and feminine live. The masculine is a provider, protector, producer, single-focused, driven energy, okay? The feminine is the flowing, eternal, sort of enhancer, adapter, beautifier of the world. That energy is a complement to the masculine drive energy. And the masculine drive energy complements the flowing energy. In fact, for a woman or anybody in feminine mode to really flow, it helps to have a container of structure around it. So you can see the feminine is the flow and the masculine is the structure around it that contains it. If we look at Tony Wilkins, we could think of him holding the container so the women that he works with can flow within it and shine their light to the world, okay? So we all have masculine and feminine within us. And we also have that within every partnership dynamic, whether it's a personal relationship or a romantic relationship, a family relationship, whether it's parent-child, you're the parent, you're the child. It can show up in a lot of different ways, as well as in the professional world. Recently, I did a workshop at Shell Oil called the Workplace Navigation System for the men and women engineers there. And they brought me in because they hire women who they spend a lot of time and money recruiting that person, and then they train her, and then she ends up leaving. Why? Because she can't figure out how to work well with the men. And so we've got some big challenges in the way we communicate in terms of the masculine and feminine, Like I said, we all have those in many different areas of our lives. So a woman might be more masculine at work and then come home and be feminine. My sister-in-law is like that. She's the vice president of a company, but she also flows and does yoga and nurtures herself. And so that can show up in a lot of different ways. Now, what happens is that typically the women typically look at men as a version of themselves, who is often hairier than they are and misbehaving. Why would we say they're misbehaving? They're misbehaving because they're either doing something we would never do or not doing the things we would do. Why do we have that viewpoint? We have that viewpoint because we're coming from our own perspective as a woman, what I call stuck in your own head syndrome. CEOs for short, that's stuck in your own head syndrome. And where she is looking out at the world from her viewpoint and sees anybody outside of herself who's not doing the things the way she would as somehow doing it wrong or misbehaving. So she criticizes it or tries to fix it or tries to correct it or any of that kind of thing, which doesn't feel good for us because we're doing it. We're irritated because we have to do it. And it doesn't feel good for the receiver of it, okay? So the other side of it is that the masculine energy typically looks at the feminine as emotionally indulgent versions of themselves who tend to be smaller and physically weaker. So the masculine energy tends to look at women like that and sees them as misbehaving. My husband, for instance, being a feminine person, I have lots of windows open on my computer. And my husband, every time he looks at it, says, you know, you're going to crash your computer. You've got too many windows open. And for a single focused human being, his advice is to focus on one thing. And most women I know would say, I could never focus on one thing because that's just not doable. I wouldn't ever get anything done if I focused on one thing. So you may find yourself in either the masculine or feminine experience, and that's okay. These are sort of generalizations, and it's a model that worked for me. It's a model that I started learning when I was 36 years old, and it literally rewrote my entire history with men. I began to see how they were trying to contribute to me, that I was too busy taking care of myself, and I had resistance because if I received help from somebody, it would mean that I was weak. Or I didn't, like, it was shameful to receive help, shameful to need anybody to contribute to me. I know very differently than that now, but we're conditioned to be strong, powerful women and not need anybody's contribution. And that doesn't serve us in our business or our personal life, because when a woman is busy doing everything for herself, nobody can help her. Nobody can contribute to her. Nobody can try to make her life even better and enhance it because she's too busy being guarded. And in fact, I call that woman the bulletproof woman. She's guarded and she can't receive support. So that's a problem. So back to this, you know, the challenge, the first challenge is that we're looking at each other as a version of ourselves. We're all experiencing stuck in your own head syndrome. And a lot of times we're making assumptions about the other person, that they are like us, and then they're deliberately not doing the thing that we need. When we make that assumption, what happens is we end up undermining our relationships because that person doesn't feel seen or heard, and we're resentful and irritated. So I invite you to make one key assumption and throw out all the rest And that one assumption is that you do not know where the person you're talking to is coming from. You don't know. You may be able to sort of intuit it, and if you intuit something, have a sense of where they're coming from, what do? You have to ask. I'm curious, what had you do something that way? Or I'm curious what your plan is for completing that action. Ask. I'm curious about whatever the behavior is, whatever the thoughts are, whatever the experience is. Ask and make one assumption that you don't know what the other person is talking about. So the antidote to CEOs or stuck in your own head syndrome is being able to step into someone else's shoes. And how do you do that? Now, one way is to actually listen to learn about them. Ask questions and explore. And this is not about an interrogation or investigation. This is more like, hey, I'm curious what you're thinking about this project, what you're thinking about the project coming together, what you're thinking that the project might need. I'm curious. And then listen to learn. I'm curious what the challenges are you see we need some help with in our relationship. I'm curious how you'd want to progress together. I'm curious, do you see us progressing together or moving forward together? I'm curious is two words, I'm curious or I am curious, three words, is a way of delivering a question in a way that invites an invitation without being demanding. And if you listen to learn about the other person and really refrain from interrupting, refrain from thinking about what you want to say in response to what they're saying, if you refrain from all that and you listen to learn, you're going to get some really good quality information. And then you can create a deeper experience with somebody. And deeper, you know, in terms of a business partnership, you trust each other more. In a romantic relationship, the depth of trust grows also when you listen. But it also, when one of the benefits and beautiful things about relationships is that we get to see somebody else and we get to be seen. We have somebody witness our lives. I just turned 50 years old, and I've got one of my dear friends from when we were 4 years old down in Torrance, California. She and I are friends on Facebook. And we see each other. We knew each other's mothers. We witness each other's lives. And there's something really precious about that. I've been with my husband 11 years this coming Friday, married for 7. We witness each other's lives. And that does not mean that we want to expect everything to be the same or we expect each other to do everything together. I think that's kind of unrealistic. But we do give the experience of being seen to each other. Very powerful, and it's an incredible gift. The point number 3 that I want to make is, instead of being furious, be voraciously curious. Like I said, listening to learn. But listen with a curiosity of wanting to understand that person's point of view. Not from, oh, I need to fix that point of view, or I need to correct it, or I need to trample over it and erase it because it's wrong. Any of those ways of being where we get our upset and we're furious about something, we're furious with our boss, or we're furious with a relationship or a friendship or something, any of those times, you can become incredibly curious about that. Curious, voraciously curious is what I like to call it. And that, I'll tell you where that came from. My grandmother, I just wrote a book in a book called Grandmother Legacies, and I wrote a chapter in this book about my grandmother. And my grandmother had a way of being with people where she wasn't trying to fix it or anything. She wasn't judging them. She wasn't criticizing them. She would listen to them talk about their lives and ask questions and explore with them. And when she passed away, I went to pick up her will because I'd been her caregiver, and there was a note on the will that says, "No funeral, but if you must, only invite my closest friends." Well, what's amazing about that is every single person thought that they were her closest friend because of the way she gave them space. And I'd say in this day and age, we've got so many distractions that keep us from being present. If you can put in your mindset, being voraciously curious means don't look at your phone. Turn it over when you're having a conversation with somebody. Give them the gift of listening and ask questions to understand their point of view, because you genuinely want to know. You will be enriched and so will that person. So be voraciously curious is an incredible skill. It's an incredible gift. It literally will lengthen your life in a very positive way, because if you're having relationship problems, your body's tense and upset and you can't shine your light to the world, and when you are calm and joyful and feeling good and feeling connected, your body's in health and wellness, and literally it will raise your vibration and help you heal your life. So I think that I've probably gone on for about 25 minutes. So what I'd love to do is tell you about how we can talk. Should I do that right now, Tony?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I have, I do a relationship breakthrough session, and it's an opportunity for us to talk about your particular situation and help you to get clarity on that, help you have some tools to work with your situation. And typically my one-on-one time is $500 per session. And what I'd like to do now for you all on Tony's line listening to this blog talk is give you the gift of a $97 relationship breakthrough session. You will leave with some great tips and insights. You will have one-on-one session with me, or two-on-one, because you could bring your partner to the session, and it could be a personal partner, or romantic relationship, or a business partner, and we'll dive into where you are now, what's stopping you from going where you want to go, and really look at what you want to create, and I'll let you know the best tips for going forward with that. So you can access that at KIMI.com/RBS. That's KIMIAvery.com/RBS. And I'll spell it one more time. That's KIMIAvery.com/RBS, and you can get the relationship breakthrough session there. And I am putting on a workshop this weekend called Voraciously Curious. It's a two-day workshop for couples and singles and partners flying solo. And I have a couple tickets left for that. If you are interested in that and you're in the San Francisco Bay Area or would like to be in the San Francisco Bay Area for the weekend, you can go to voraciouslycurious.com. That's voraciouslycurious.com and find out all about that. I've got another, the tickets are $297 right now. So you can go there and get that special. I look
okay,
forward to supporting
gonna,
you any way I can.
Go ahead.
Oh, I look forward to supporting you any way I can, and I think we're taking a break. Is that what you were going to say, Tony?
Yeah, I was going to say we're going to go to a commercial, and then we're going to do a quick Q&A, and then and that'll be our show. So hold on, Kimmy, and we'll be right back.
Hello. This is Meenakshi Ramesh from www.tapyourwaytohealing.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, also called as tapping. Ask yourself these questions. Are you struggling with any physical or emotional discomfort? Are you tired of being overwhelmed and stressed? Have you been procrastinating on your projects? Have you been feeling guilty for all your mistakes? Are you suffering from insomnia? Do you want to improve your self-confidence? Are you struggling to lose weight? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, send me an email at tapyourwaytohealing@gmail.com for a free complimentary session. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Startup founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
Business Connections of Nevada, where Las Vegas small business professionals meet for professional networking. Business Connections of Nevada, with over $10 million in revenues amongst its members in 3 years, it's no wonder why we're Las Vegas's premier networking group. Our progressive approach to membership includes, but doesn't depend just on referrals alone. We're more than that, much more. Our membership continues to grow because our peer-to-peer education and collaboration results in both professional and personal growth. Come grow with us at bcn-nv.com. We meet at the Beacon Center. The Beacon Center, practical and affordable meeting space for any professional event. The Beacon Center, located near the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The Beacon Center is convenient from anywhere in Las Vegas. Go to thebeaconcenter.com for details. Business Connections of Nevada, bcn-nv.com. The Beacon Center, thebeaconcenter.com.
Hi, we'd like to invite you to the Women in Consulting General Meeting, Speed Dating for Your Business Success, this Thursday, July 20th, 2017. It takes place from 5:30 to 7:30 at Michael's at Shoreline in Mountain View. In business, success takes a community, partnerships, referrals, collaborations, and connections. So join us for a unique speed networking mixer. We'll have fun, focused, and relaxed networking activities to help you meet fellow Women in Consulting members and make new connections. Leave with new resources to help move your business forward. We'll provide the appetizers and drink to get you started. You bring yourself and your business cards. You do not need to be a Women in Consulting member, and this would be a great opportunity to get to meet the community. The takeaways would be getting better acquainted with other Women in Consulting members and expand your professional network, plus the opportunity to let other members learn more about your business and how you can be an important partner to them. You can go to the womeninconsulting.org site, and under calendar, you can register for the event.
Okay, and womeninconsulting.org, be sure to go to their website to see when their upcoming meetings are, and I'm sure that they have a couple of them. I believe they meet twice a month, if I'm not mistaken. So be sure to go to their website and see what's coming up. In the meantime, we are back with Kimmy Avery on our Women of Influence radio show. And Kimmy, you've been on my regular radio show a couple of times, and I really appreciate that. Tell us how you sort of got into relationship coaching.
Well, that's a great question, Tony. I was meeting with a business coach, a money coach, and she said, "What are your goals for this year?" 6 years old. And I said, "Well, I want to have my business, you know, be making money. I want to meet my life partner, and I want to be able to start investing." Those were my three goals. And the one that we spent the whole time coaching on was my relationship coach or my relationship experience. And so she had given me some great advice to finish up a relationship that wasn't serving me at all, that was not a match for me. And she'd said to me, "Kimmy, you need to call me tonight after you've broken up with that guy." And so, I mean, it was really like she finally got, "Look, I'm tired of hearing about this stuff. Call me tonight when it's done." And so I did break up with him. And meantime, that same day, I connected with my husband who was fixing my computer. He was helping me. He was doing some technical stuff at his shop. And so we get to talking. I tell him that I'm breaking up with this guy. And he said, "Well, when that's taken care of, I'd love to take you out." And that was August 11th, 11 years ago. And that was our first date. And we got married 7 years ago. And going strong. So that's how I got into relationship coaching.
It worked for you, and that's amazing. I tend to ask a lot of relationship coaches this because obviously I talk to a number of them. Why is it that some people are really, really lucky and they meet, you know, the person they're going to hopefully spend the rest of their lives with immediately, well, you know, others not so much? I mean, I've been perpetually single for most of my adult life, and while I really have no complaints because I like being single, I enjoy my solitude, and, you know, if I don't feel like washing the dishes, they're not going to get done, okay? Why is it that some people are more suited to relationships than others?
Well, I think there's, you know, I don't think being in a relationship or being single is one of those is better than the other. I don't think that. So some people are happily single and because they like to do things their own way. And there's nothing wrong with that. People who are good at relationships, really genuinely good at them, have the ability to walk in somebody else's shoes, have the ability to be curious and interested about another person, and have the ability to, and ideally, I mean, and those are really ideals, right? They can show that they care about another person. So it's a combination of those things, and they also receive somebody's into their life. So what I know about men in particular, but really about anybody, is that if you don't feel like who you are and what you're doing in the world is contributing to the person you're with, you're not going to stick around. If you feel unappreciated, I remember meeting a couple, well, they weren't a couple anymore, but she had been, he's sort of a silent professor type. And she was doing things like cleaning the house and cooking for him and doing all kinds of wonderful things for him. And I was describing to him how important appreciation was to somebody who's doing that kind of stuff. And he said, "Oh, my God, I think that's why she left me. She kept asking me if I loved her. And I kept saying, of course I love you. But she never felt appreciated in the way she needed it." And what happens is that we often put our way of doing things, we think, oh, if I like to have somebody do some, give me flowers, for instance, then I'll give the other person flowers and they'll get the hint that I need flowers. It doesn't work that way. So some people are more at ease with it and other people aren't, but that doesn't mean either one of them is right or wrong.
Yeah, and I can, and you know, I do hate to use myself as sort of a guinea pig, but I, when I'm in a relationship, I'm in a relationship. I'm happy, you know. I give it my all. I give it my full attention, and it's kind of interesting because I work so much. People naturally assume I don't have time for anything else, which is exactly the opposite. Because when I'm in a relationship, I usually make time for that person, and yet I'm also happy when I'm on my own, you know, when I don't have somebody who's, you know, who wants that attention and, you know, I have to kind of stop what I'm doing, particularly if I'm in the middle of a project. It becomes, and I hate to say it, it becomes kind of annoying, you know. And maybe it's my age, maybe it's because I'm going to be 54 next month. God, what the hell happened to my life? But I'm kind of set in my ways. And I think men they get to a point where they don't want to change. They don't want to be changed. They don't want to be talked out of, you know, being who they are and that sort of thing. Do you find that to be true? The older that men get, the less they want to change?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What happens is they maybe didn't want to change before that much. They did it because they wanted to make their wife or partner or what person in their lives happy. And they did a little bit of that. But really, men don't go into relationships expecting the other person to change that much. And they don't really like to be expected to change. They really want to be accepted for who they are. All their ways, right? And women will go into relationships. We adapt. And so we adapt. We assume that you are okay with having us give you some fine-tuning. And men hate that. They hate to have somebody fine-tune them.
Absolutely. And women, if you're listening, and I say this all the time, men hate when you try and change us. You know, we know, hopefully, we know who we are. And, you know, you can make subtle changes or suggestions or whatever, but we're kind of who we are. And we want you to love us and respect us the way that we are. And we're not going to, you know, we're on our game, we're not going to try and change you either, you know, hopefully.
Yet what happens is because the masculine energy tends to be more strong naturally as a way of being, then the feminine energy tends to be softer, more subtle, more hinting. You've got these extremely different ways of operating in the world. So when a man is really clear about something, we'll feel like he's ordering us.
Yeah, hello. Okay. This is what happens when you have a live broadcast. Kimmy, it seems like we lost you. Kimmy just sent me a message. She said that her cell phone dropped the call or whatever. So hopefully this is her, because I have one other question. Tell you what, let's go to commercial and and come back.
Hey, did you know that you have 7 short seconds to capture someone's attention before they tune you out? That's where I come in. Ilya, CEO and Chief Executive Unicorn of Powtoon. Powtoon lets you create short animated videos for your business, just like those cool ones you see all over the web. The best part about it is that it's easy, quick, free, and absolutely awesome. In fact, over 36 million Powtoons have been made so far, and a new one is created every second of every day. So if you don't want your business to be ignored, make a Powtoon now. Visit powtoon.com. That's powtoon.com. Sign up today for free to bring a touch of awesomeness to your brand.
Okay, Kimmy, are you there? Kimmy?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear
Tony?
You now. Okay, wonderful.
Oh, yay.
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you.
Got it.
Wonderful. Okay. Oh, so I'm going to ask. I know, live radio, this is what happens.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay, it's a live broadcast. It's, you know, these things happen. Listen, I'm going to ask you one last question, and then I want you to tell everybody about upcoming events and how they can reach you and all that type of good stuff. One of the questions that I ask, and you've spoken at a number of my conferences, one of the questions that I asked another relationship expert is, why is it that I tend to attract the real nutcases? And her answer was, well, you've got to come to my conference, and then I'll, you know, I'm like, that's not a freaking answer. And just, you know. So I'm going to ask you, as another relationship expert, why is it that people tend to attract
these
real, and I'll say,
nutcases. Okay, so here's how I would break it down, and I'll ask you a question. So the kind of people that you're attracted to, are you, like, really turned on by them? Like, they are really hot and sexy?
Not hot and sexy, but they have a quality that I'm attracted to. Usually, they have a really good sense of humor. They have, and by the way, I'm not attracted to the nutcases. They're usually attracted to me. They come and find me. So let me clarify that.
Okay.
So
well, that's,
go ahead.
Go on. So I was going to just make the distinction. So if you're talking mostly about nutcases being attracted to you, is the challenge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, there are a couple things that can happen. Is that if somebody's really, really highly sexually charged and attracted to you, you can't actually see that person's good qualities because they're kind of crazed maniacs. So what happens is if you also, let's say, you find their humor is fun and all this, and then you maybe connect with them and all of a sudden you realize that they're kind of a maniac, you weren't really looking. So it's a combination of attraction, high attraction probably. And so then you're not really seeing their best qualities and you start to see the maniac qualities that aren't ones that you want. Dr. Drew used to call it a broken people picker. And that means that certain people who you're highly, highly attracted to, you probably should run the other way. And if somebody's that crazed and attracted to you, where you have to have boundaries and go, hey, does this person actually have what I want to experience in a relationship? Are they capable of that? And if they're not, it to you to turn to say no.
Well, let me clarify. The nutcases that I'm talking about are not people who I necessarily am attracted to. So, in other words, you know, the other day I'm sitting in the bar, I'm minding my own business, I'm usually writing, and 'cause that's where I go to write. And you know, this guy who's you know, he's an attractive person. He starts chatting me up, and we're having this conversation. And then the next thing I know, he's talking about how come I don't want to spend time with him reading. And I'm going, well, number one, I just met you, you know. And number two, I really don't have, you know, the time to read books. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, big red warning sign going off. So
yeah.
What I'm saying is, these are not people who I'm attracted to, but I seem to be attracting them. They seem to be coming to me for some reason. And I'm wondering, is it something I'm putting out there? I don't know. Because
I would think that it has something to do, Tony, with the energy that you put out there a little bit. And I don't know what that is because I've only sat with you one time at a bar and we were talking, so people didn't approach, right? So my sense is that, you know, years ago, I actually ended up, I was in like 19 years old. And I was not, women, for instance, aren't really born with boundaries. We kind of have to learn about boundaries and learn to maintain them. Boundaries are for us as a human being. So I'm going to use this as an example for you. So I had three separate, what I would call stalkers, people who just really were trampling my boundaries or my non-existent boundaries. And I even had what I called my fake boyfriend, who anytime one of these creepy guys would come up, John would come over and put his arm around my shoulder because I didn't know or wasn't able to say, hey, no thanks, I'm not interested. So I think you can be clear, hey, thanks for your interest, I'm not interested, have a good day, or I'm occupied doing something. You've got to practice honing your energy in to doing what you're doing and not leaving it all over the place. It's kind of about managing your energy would be part of it. And once
okay.
I started managing my energy, and I'll say this, once I started managing my energy and really calling in my energy and not necessarily, I'm a nice person. You've met me, Tony. I'm a nice person to just about everybody. And there can be a way to be nice without inviting them into my space. And when I started getting that, things changed.
Okay.
Something, for instance, that I work on with my clients on. That's the kind of thing when I work with my single clients, I do that. I help them to sort that out.
Okay. That's pretty good. Tell everyone where they can reach you, how they can reach you, and any upcoming events that you want to make.
Okay, so to schedule a relationship breakthrough session with me, you go to kimmyavery.com/RBS. That's her relationship breakthrough session. And it's kimmyavery.com/RBS. For a relationship breakthrough session. And if you go to voraciouslycurious.com, that's voraciously, curious, curious.com, you can find out about my amazing upcoming workshop. I've got one happening in a couple days, and then I have one happening in February, the same event. It's all about getting really clear on what your needs are, who you are as a person, learning how to deliver that message to somebody else, and developing really deep empathy skills, curiosity skills, be seen, see others, really get away from the technology and into heart-to-heart, human-to-human, eyeball-to-eyeball connection. And so I'd love if you want to be there, join me at voraciouslycurious.com to find out more. And those are my offers.
All right, sounds good. Kimmy Avery, thank you so much for calling in and offering your tips and We look forward to having you back on the show, and I look forward to seeing you at the next conference. I think you're going to be speaking at one of my upcoming conferences, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm speaking at two of them. We have one happening October 16th, is it? A Monday? And then the following week, we've got a small business week, right?
The following week, no, that's not small business week. That's going to be a week of workshops, corporations, meet small business.
Oh, that's right.
And not to be confused, small business week, that's in May. So we look forward to seeing you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Well, and thank you for having me, Tony, and I'm sorry about the mix-up earlier. It's just wonderful to be here with you. So have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you
Thanks.
So much, and to all of you, thank you for tuning in to Women of Influence Radio. I will be back on Friday, where we are going to be celebrating our 6-year anniversary on the air. Woohoo! And I don't know where the time went, but here we are. We're still here. We're still on the air, bigger than ever. So until then, I'm Tony Wilkins. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Hey, did you know that you have 7 short seconds to capture someone's attention before they tune you out? That's where I come in. Ilya, CEO and Chief Executive Unicorn of Powtoon. Powtoon lets you create short animated videos for your business, just like those cool ones you see all over the web. The best part about it is that it's easy, quick, free, and absolutely awesome. In fact, over 36 million Powtoons have been made so far, and a new one is created every second of every day. So if you don't want your business to be ignored, make a Powtoon now. Visit powtoon.com. That's powtoon.com. Sign up today for free to bring a touch of awesomeness to your brand.